Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It is hour number five of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. And it's time now for Zach Wolchuk's proper round tripper around the bases, brought to you by Uber Eats. And here's Wolchuk.
Major League Baseball dropping the ball again. What the hell's going on with you guys? Jordan Westberg is now headed to the All-Star game in Arlington. I guess he's deserving of the Baltimore Orioles. He's been named as the replacement on the American League team for Rafael Devers. Was really hoping our guy Josh Smith would be the replacement, but guess not. Thanks a lot, MLB, ruining it again. Tyler Glasnow has also been placed on the IL. Surprise, surprise. This poor guy just can't stay healthy. Looks like Killian Murphy from Peaky Blinders, but he's headed back to the IL with a back issue. Maybe he should just retire and get into acting because he can't stay on the mound for very long.
That'd be his best option if I was in charge.
Yeah. I mean, you'd DFA him immediately. And honestly, it stinks because he's one of the best pitchers in all Major League Baseball, but the poor dude is not able to stay on the mound. And how about this? We got new food to talk about, boys.
What are we looking at?
9 new things to eat in Arlington.
Hello.
Major League Baseball All-Star Game and Home Run Derby. Okay, so let's see.
Tacos back?
What do we have?
Is it part of our media package? Do we get like the voucher we did for the World Series?
I'm sure our buddy Casey Rapp from Delaware North can hook you up there, Brian. I'm sure if you reach out to our buddy Casey, he'll tell you.
Casey's a good dude.
I'll get you some goodies for our All-Star menu, all right? There will be the usual stuff with hot dogs, barbecue platters, mac and cheese stuffed items, you know, your typical Rangers stuff that we've talked about, the pizza dog, and I believe the mozzarella sticks. Casey did say the mozz sticks would be coming back for the All-Star game.
They wanted to bring their best stuff back.
Here are the new items. The 3-strike boom box, a 2-foot-long Texas feast. So we've got, for $35.99, baseball fans get a 2-foot-long bed of waffle fries that are ladled with chili, brisket, pulled pork, pico de gallo, and jalapenos.
I like the vessel of the waffle fry.
Yeah.
But with the chili and the brisket, that everything you
gonna
need
get too soaked down.
Chili,
I want the chili on the side.
But that's what I'm saying though. I think the waffle fry can hold up. It's just you worry about it going through.
Yeah,
but I think the brisket and the pork mixed with the chili cannot. It won't drip through.
No, yeah. If you put the meat down first and the chili on top, I think you'll be okay.
That's what I was kind of thinking.
I think you'll be okay.
Yeah.
That'll be at the All Texas 24 stand in Section 132.
I might have to go do that.
Here's this one, Brian. Mm. For a taste of Louisiana.
Whoa.
TikTok chef Stale Cracker.
Oh, he's a good.
Will be in Texas for All-Star Week. He's cooking jambalaya at the Home Run Derby.
I'll tell you what, he has got a massive jambalaya pot that I'd love to have. Sack of rice.
Him.
Oh yeah, I'll go meet him.
Do it.
Yeah.
Introduce yourself. Hey, I'm Brian Broaddus.
He's a big natty light guy.
Ooh, yeah. Cincinnati Lights.
Yeah, exactly.
There we go.
Yeah.
So he's going to make jambalaya at the Home Run Derby and then Cajun pasta at the All-Star Game.
Cajun pasta
between the two.
All right, there we go.
We've got two cocktail-making machines. Inspector Gadget-like robot Adam will make an appearance at All-Star events in Arlington. His twisty arms make cocktails of all kinds, as if he's trying to win you over. Adam will sport a Ranger jersey while he mixes. You can find him near Section 111. So that's the robot that's making mixed drinks. We also have Asian poke bowls.
There you go.
That's what we're talking about.
That's one of my favorite things.
What section is that?
That is going to be Section 106 for $22. You can get raw ahi tuna, cucumber, mango, edamame, ginger, avocado, green onions, and wonton chips atop white rice.
Boom. I'm in.
You want to trade out that tuna, though. I'm not getting ballpark tuna.
You don't? Yeah.
No.
I feel like
the quality's got to be good, right?
I feel like they got to go with some good tuna there.
They've got a chef that's visiting from Walt Disney Resort in Orlando who's going to be making this.
You're talking about raw fish.
Yuhi Fujinaga.
Yeah, but you're talking about they can't get 40,000 people sick.
I know. I know, but I don't think it's a good idea.
I mean, it would be kind of, I mean, it wouldn't be, but it would be kind of funny if all of
I mean, what we heard from the guys at Hurtado is that they couldn't have the birria tacos because it was such an inconsistent worker that was at their stand. They couldn't maintain the standard, right? So you're shuffling in basically the senior citizen volunteer crew into these food spots and you got raw fish sitting out there. You know, this isn't Seattle or San Francisco or New York where there's sushi experts around every corner. This is Texas, okay? I trust him with fried food and barbecue.
It's Texas, damn it. All right. Not ahi tuna.
This is what I'm going to do, guys.
You're going to sample it.
I'm going.
It's a bet payoff.
Hell yeah.
I'm going. I'll take a picture of me eating it and send it to you.
Well, I want you to make sure you have some soy sauce with it so we can get a picture of you in the bathroom. Afterwards.
I'll tell you what, though. That's a terrifying thought, though. And I think I would go into the media bathroom. Media. No,
do the family. No. Do the family bathroom.
Have you ever gone to the men's room at the stadium?
Plenty of times.
Media people, not the cleanest people.
A lot of dribble.
A lot of like, what are we doing, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we're kind of pigs.
Yeah, I'd say.
South Street Tacos from San Antonio chef will also be there. Oscar Gonzalez, owner of Tacos Fatale.
Is it that
Taqueria?
Hard?
He's got multiple names here, and I skipped a couple.
Food court in there these days.
It is.
Did you go for the hype? What was the hyphenated? Go for it.
Breton Echavarria.
Oh, there we go.
Maybe I nailed it. He's going to cook in Arlington on July 15th and 16th. He's going to make shaved pork, carne asada, and chicken tacos, served three to an order.
Bang.
That's going to be available for $20, section P106.
Double me up.
We've also got loaded cornbread muffins.
It kind of sounds like that all these really good items are in the lower section down there.
Yeah.
I tell you what, you take a stroll down into that area, it's two different ballparks.
Very cool. Well,
I kind of feel like the wallet's a little thicker down there.
Absolutely.
So that's why we're able to do it.
Lines are shorter. Yeah. Everything is.
We had a great couple of innings for game one of the World Series down there, though.
I don't hear.
We watched.
It's like you stumble into AT&T Stadium. Yeah. You're like, wait, what's this?
I kind of feel like
the aluminum barn and now I'm in luxury.
High heels and mini skirts and everything.
Oh, yeah, very much so.
It's a steam dog in foil. Section 416.
Maybe some grilled onions.
Lucky if you get a pack of mustard with this.
Maybe some relish. Hurtado Barbecue, the Arlington...
There we go.
What are you about to say?
I was going to read what this article is writing, but we know this. Owner Brandon Hurtado is making loaded cornbread muffins. They're little barbecue bombs that have smoked brisket burnt ends stuffed inside of Mexican cornbread.
Let's go.
With honey butter on top.
I think I can do this.
Yes,
that's
please.
A freaking party.
Now, if I could eat 40 of those in 38 minutes.
That sounds delicious, dude.
Move over Joey Jaws.
That's the best item. Shout out to you, Brandon. That sounds delicious.
He's done it again.
Then you like cornbread?
Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah. If it's done right.
If it's done right.
You made enchiladas with cornbread.
It up? Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that were delicious. Bro.
It's got to be fluffy, like a cake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course it's got to be like cake.
It's got to be like a sweet.
Sprinkle sugar all over the top.
Let's party.
And shape it like a donut. Damn it.
Three Texas-themed additions as well. Ballpark is selling three new dishes in honor of the state. We got a Texas steak sandwich.
All right.
It's made with grilled Nolan Ryan Black Angus ribeye beef. It's big.
Shaved?
A whole steak is served with cilantro and chimichurri on a ciabatta.
That sounds promising as well.
That's also section P106.
There we go.
I like cilantro so much, I've started taking just a handful of it and putting it on burgers.
It is good.
I'll put it on anything.
Well, it's the cilantro, got that, huh?
The peppery flavor.
But it's on the Costco burgers.
Yeah.
You got to specify.
Yeah. Dominant.
Best damn burger.
What section was that again?
P106.
Yeah. Two rows behind the Rangers dugout.
Yeah.
Get a lobster tail.
Yeah. Filet mignon.
Then there's the Tejas cheesesteak. It's a roast beef sandwich topped with melted white cheese, peppers, and onions. Dishes executed by Chef Chris Vasquez.
Ooh.
Hold the peppers and onions, Chris, but we got ourselves a deal.
You can get these at two different stops.
What?
Hold the peppers and onions.
You got like perfection there with meat and queso.
That's like the signature part of the dish.
It's not a cheesesteak.
Hey, by the way, Chris, keep those veggies out of the way here.
It's like called a pico de gallo steak.
And put some of that powdered sugar on top of that while you're at it.
That's going to be $20. You get that in section P128.
Of course you do.
P229. The Lone Star Frito Pie Dog is a foot-long hot dog loaded with chili, Fritos, queso, sour cream,
now we're going up.
Jalapenos.
Now we're going up.
This is a blue-collar special. What section, Brian?
That's going to be section 316.
Three sections. P104.
Yeah.
121.
Yeah.
And 225.
There we go.
For $19, you can get that. Shout out to all the new delicious food items there if you're going out to the ballpark.
Man, those are all good, by the way.
All sounds really good.
Yeah,
they're doing a great job.
They are doing a great job.
I used to hate eating at stadiums and arenas, and I think that started to change about 10 years ago. Like when I first got here, 2010, covering the Rangers games, it was pretty much just hot dogs and bad hamburgers. You went there to booze.
Yeah.
You know, it was like you go have dinner and then you go to the sports game and you party it up a little bit. Now, like you can go there planning to have dinner and eat good.
You can. You absolutely can.
You could do well.
I mean, the amount that they've got there with the Pluckers and, of course, Hurtado and Golden Chick.
I still
got
to do ice cream in a helmet.
You do. The Bluebell stands are delicious.
Yeah.
Now, the Rangers do have plans to try and help with the hot temperatures that they're expected here.
Why they got the roof.
They're going to open the
new
roof?
Yards.
Well, they're going to have All-Star Village that's going to be over at Choctaw Stadium.
So have those sprinklers out like Six Flags.
Yeah.
Have to bring the log ride back out.
Across the street, you can go through a museum to see what it was like in the olden days.
This is what we used to do.
Speed locker cave.
In the olden days. So they said whatever indoor facilities can be used at the stadium will be, but many of the activities will take place on the playing field, which is now hotter with an artificial turf surface. So to combat this, MLB plans to have 35 hydration stations. Sunscreen will be available around the village. 20 misting stations, Lucius, and 12 shade structures.
Misting stations.
So the rookie league field aimed at kids 8 and under will be tented and climate controlled with portable air conditioning. In addition, fans will be permitted to bring reusable plastic and aluminum water bottles into the village. On July 14th, there will be a promotional giveaway of water bottles.
So you can bring your own water bottles in there?
Yeah.
With vodka.
Hey, God, come on now.
Just make sure you stay hydrated, boys.
Don't tell anybody else, brother.
Just stay hydrated.
I'm hanging out with Lucius.
Don't tell anybody else.
There's some high-end tequila in one of them water bottles.
Got a whole six-pack of light beige water
just
right
my
here.
Sir,
you're carrying limes. What are you doing here?
Can I sniff that, please? And then we've got the Home Run Derby field. It is now complete. Royals shortstop, Colleyville Heritage's own, Bobby Witt Jr.
I'm pulling for him because he's from here.
Me too, hometown kid. Orioles shortstop, Gunnar Henderson.
Boo!
Guardians third baseman, Jose Ramirez, who has 23 homers this season. Mets first baseman, my guy, the polar bear, Pete Alonso.
He's a defending champ. Two times, right?
Just stay here, Pete.
He sure is.
Just hang out.
He won the event in 19 and 21, so he's looking for a three-peat.
That's what I thought.
Phillies third baseman, Alec Bohm. Boo.
Boo!
Braves designated hitter, Marcell Ozuna.
Overrated.
Completes the field. The Big Bears.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Let's circle back here.
He does lead the Braves.
Tell us something about without looking it up. I want to know a fact about
him. He just swings for the fences, you know?
Yeah, that's all he is.
That's what we were typing. He
knew swings for the fences, you know?
He's a right-handed hitter, Big Bottas. Don't you know anything? I follow the Braves every night.
That's right. Fields Right, you know, out of Dominican Republic.
His nickname is?
Oh, goodness.
I'm Cuban.
There you go. That's Around the Bases, brought to you by Uber Eats.
I'm booing all the guys but Whip.
Boo!
Nice job once again by Wolchuk there, that proper round tripper most evenings at 6 o'clock here in the G-Bag Nation. Pre-game's coming up at 8. You'll have a one-hour edition of the Get Right Again coming up at 7 o'clock. Looking forward to chat with those guys about what's coming up on the show. Okay, another big day in the NBA. Why did Chris Paul choose the Spurs? A straw poll of Team USA, they asked, who's the best baller on this squad? You might be surprised who they answered. That's coming up next right here, G-Bag Nation.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day. Eric Chiafalo remains on morning show duty until further notice. I think he's going to be back next week. But send him some love on social media. Let him know his presence has been missed. So far through.
So you think he's doing the firehouse thing too on Friday? Isn't that coming up? We got firehouse.
I think so. Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah. I think they wanted him because Sean's out this week.
Yeah. And, that's an upgrade over there, I think.
They got the full Chiafalo there.
Yeah.
Okay. A segment here is brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you're hurt in an accident, it's not your fault. Call the Frankels 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online to frankelfirm.com. Segment's brought to you by Cars for Kids as well. Donate your vehicle today at carsforkids.org. The 214 says, I take credit for Gavin saying catch me outside. I kept texting that over and over when he was yelling at Mickey. And I'm sure he read that. I might have. It seems like that was so long ago.
What were you guys arguing about, by the way?
That was like seven years ago, something like that.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
We got sweatshirts now at the shop that you could get. I was thinking about getting one for Oxnard.
It says, catch me outside?
Yeah.
See you in Oxnard, sir.
That's a great sweatshirt.
Good day, sir.
See, yeah. I was going to get one of those. I think I still am. Get a sweatshirt with that and wear it at camp.
We were arguing about stupid salary cap stuff, you know? It's same old story.
Did he throw that you don't know what you're talking about line
pretty much
at you?
Yeah. I was like, it's kind of a soft cap because you can go over it.
Yeah.
But he was like, no, it's a hard cap. It's a hard cap.
Yeah.
And I was like, what I meant.
Yeah.
You know what I meant.
Oh, Mickey and I went after each other a bunch, man. I mean, hey, it happens.
Yeah.
He didn't back down, but then he's like, and then he'll see and he'll be like, hey, what's going on? And you're like,
it's amazing.
It
Pastry is. Chef Eric just sent me a whole voice memo about how everyone at every show that Mickey's gone on, somebody's gone after him. Whether it was Sean basically kicking him off, then all of a sudden middays, here comes K&C. Corey and him have gone back and forth. And Corey used to be his intern there at DallasCowboys.com.
Oh, yeah.
But Mickey can be like passive aggressive to where he is a little argumentative, but then he's not trying what are you talking about?
You should have seen the time when he and I
I didn't say anything. I didn't say that.
We're at DallasCowboys.com, and Mickey and I go after each other, and at the break, it turns into a FU going back and forth, and then like Rob Phillips is like, guys, I looked at Rob and I said, you shut the F up. And Rob goes, okay.
And Rob's like the nicest dude ever.
Rob is like the nicest. So Bill Jones was like, and then we went back on air. And then me and Mickey were having a conversation like nothing
happened. What did Bill Jones do during that? Just sat there?
Yeah, it's like him. Bill was kind of like smiling like, oh, this is kind of nice. This is real. And then Rob was trying to kind of calm everybody down. Then I started yelling at Rob. And then we came back on, and me and Mickey, we just kind of like, just kept talking.
Professional.
Like, just like, but at the break, if you would have watched us, it turned into a F you going, I mean, back and forth.
Yeah.
Kind of
it was a really interesting time for me because I was doing middays and I was doing that post game show. And you know how that is. You're up way late at
way
night.
Late getting
at 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. And you have like 4 hours of sleep. I got a little sideways with Banny once, as a matter of fact. He was trying to tell me that he didn't even look at the standings.
Come on, dude.
What did you ask a question like, are you checking the standings, Banny?
Talking about biggest sports lies. That's probably number one. Yeah, I don't look at the standings.
No, another one is that we don't pay attention to what they're saying in the media.
Yeah, bull.
That's another one. That's the biggest lie.
Okay, what do you think of this? Our players on.
Hey, by the way, I'm sorry to cut you off, but I do have your audio. If you like, get just a moment in time.
Okay.
If you want to play before the end of the show, because a lot of people are hitting it up, they want to hear
the whole thing.
Yeah, I got about a minute.
Let's go.
20 of it, but you can do your thing, and it's always here.
Got to play it, Dawson.
I mean, we should play it.
Got to play it, Dawson.
Yeah.
We got to do it.
Okay.
All right.
Let's go.
There's not going to be a lot of funds to start speculating in other spots with the salary cap and the amount of dead money they have going into this coming season. And remember, Tony Romo is still going to count another $8 million, I believe it is, against the cap. So
have to get awful creative.
Well, you can get creative.
There it is.
Yeah. But how are you going to get creative? You can't print money.
No, but
and
I mean,
you can't
it's a soft
print
cap.
Space. Soft no, it's cap. Not a soft cap. It's hard.
Well, it's soft in that you can structure contracts to pay them off later.
Well, but there's parameters on how to do that, right? Okay. And then all of a sudden.
And they've done a lot of that over the years, Mickey.
And
don't
right.
act like it's a confusing idea to you.
No. Well, I mean, why are you attacking me?
You asked
me
a question. You got defensive over a question I asked you, bro.
No.
Yes,
I did not.
And you did it with Mike yesterday, Mick.
I did not get defensive. I said, you asked me a question. I gave you an answer. If
rewind
you don't like my answers, then don't ask me a question.
Come on back, Mick. Top of the hour. We'll rewind the tape, and you'll hear you getting defensive
first. What did
first,
I say?
Not me.
What did I say?
I'm not going to go over it.
I explained
I'm going
to
say goodbye to you, sir. And if you'd like to come back at the top of the hour, we'll take a damn listen to it. How about that? Or do you want to catch me outside? Jeez, bro.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm dead serious.
Wow.
I'm dead serious right now, Mick.
Wow.
And why is he still potted up, Lucius? Goodbye.
So epic.
Yes.
Gosh.
Yes,
hey, we've all been there. We've all been there.
I wasn't being defensive.
Bro, I am sweating laughing at that, dog.
And tell you what.
It's not a soft cap. It's hard.
Hard.
But, man, Mickey, I mean, he's not going to back down. And neither were you. Good
that.
For both you guys.
So no, he's jamming his head on the steering wheel right now if he's listening to this.
Yeah.
God, they're still playing it.
He's got to laugh at that now, man. That's so funny.
I like how you could hear me in the background a couple of times. Just go, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
At what point did you just give up, though?
Damn it.
When he said the part about.
I don't think I ever gave up. I gave
up like, okay, this is not going to go well.
It was probably the following year in Oxnard.
Yeah.
Where, I saw Mickey and he saw me and we had a real awkward exchange. And I was like, yep. Yes,
that's
I'm just
it.
Not going to talk to you anymore.
This is over.
So we meet again.
Okay. Yeah, the Team USA straw poll was quite interesting. LeBron James, still the best. Athletic did a straw poll of Team USA's basketball team, found that James was voted the best player on the roster with 5 of the, 12 or 15 votes. Houston Rockets forward Amen Thompson told The Athletic, I told my brother after the first day, I was like, dude's 40 and he's the best player on the court. Following James in votes were Steph Curry, Anthony Edwards, Drew Holiday, Joel Embiid, Anthony Davis, Kawhi Leonard, and Bam each had 1. Steph Edwards and Drew Holiday had 2 each. That's very interesting.
That is interesting.
He must be balling his ass off in there. To me, like, it's just a matter of how far LeBron is going in the playoffs these days and the lack of regular season success that really creates this, dichotomy in the point. Like, is he the best or shouldn't the best be able to do so much more? Young LeBron took a worse roster to the finals several times when he was with the Cavaliers. Well, Chuck, what do you think?
Yeah, he sure did. It's interesting to me. Like, at 40 years old, it's probably one of those things where it's, hey, this is legacy. This is respect. I still do think when LeBron wants to lock in, he can be the best player in the world for a couple of minutes, right?
Yeah.
But it's hard to justify, like, man, you've got some legit, like Jason Tatum just talked today about, like, okay, we don't need to have an elite debate about me anymore. I just won a championship. Look, I mean, we can debate, hey, who's the best player on your team?
Mm-hmm.
Elite is interesting in that conversation with Jason Tatum. Like, LeBron's been elite. Right. I think you look at who is elite in today's game. Joker's elite.
Yeah.
Giannis is elite. Is Jason Tatum elite?
Luka,
I think, is elite.
Yeah.
There's nobody that can do what Luka can do in terms of the consistent offensive game. Right. But Tatum's right there. Like, Tatum's on the fringe of, maybe he is.
Doesn't take long to call the roll.
No. Maybe people do want to say Jason Tatum's elite. If you do, hey, I'm not going to argue with you. He's a champion now at 26 years old.
Right.
And he's done a lot of substantial winning, and he's a two-way player. He's going to give you some on the defensive
end. I think players are scared of LeBron. I think
they don't want to upset him.
I don't think they don't want to go that.
He's got a lot of power.
Because all of a sudden, look what's happened to some of these older players that kind of cross Michael Jordan. All of a sudden, you get The Last Dance coming out.
Oh, man.
And then all of a sudden, some guys are getting cooked because of that.
I took that personal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, nobody wants to be the guy that's like LeBron's talking about on the 30 for 30. You know, and it's like, well, who's the guy that you know, I hated this SOB. You know what I mean? And all of a sudden, you're that guy. No, I don't think. I think people are scared of LeBron. Like, players are. I don't think they want to say anything to his face.
It's going to be tough to argue that.
And they don't want to be the one that leaked out that voted against him. You know,
no,
they don't want to be the one guy that voted against him. Being
Anthony Edwards, though, would, like, Anthony Edwards seems like a guy that just doesn't care. Like, he'll say what's on his mind.
Yeah, I
but, like, he probably voted for himself.
Yeah, probably did.
He's like, I'm the number one option. You're all playing around me. Yeah. Sorry, LeBron. You're old now.
Yeah.
Anthony Edwards might be the one guy to do that. But I think you're right. Like, everybody else.
I just feel like that LeBron's getting towards the end.
Oh, he 100% is, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it's like, yeah, you don't want to be that guy that he's talking about when we get the documentary.
I'm with you on that. Yeah. When it comes to DeMar DeRozan, he had a decision that came down to the Kings and the Heat. And the Spurs apparently were also a team that was interested there. According to Shams, when it came down to the decision-making, he chose to live on the West Coast again. He played, of course, college ball at USC, mm-hmm. hasn't played on the West Coast at all throughout his NBA career, was with the Spurs, was with the Raptors, with the Bulls. So when he had the option to go play with the Kings, he was like, all right, I want to go back to the West Coast. I don't want to play on the East Coast there with the Heat. Understandable. Klay Thompson, opposite reason. I've been on the West Coast my entire career. I want to go and eat the delicious Texas barbecue in Dallas.
Yeah, good for him. I'll tell you this, though. Sacramento, for a couple years ago, Sacramento was a kind of a team on the rise. You know, Mike Brown and them had did a really nice job
at Fox.
Sabonis. They got some really good players. And then last year, this kind of was just maybe reading the press clippings a little bit. Weren't as good, you know, kind of hanging around at the play-in and all that stuff. But it's just strange. You know, to me, Sacramento, if you're going to go play for a California team, play Golden State,
yeah.
Play the Lakers,
yeah.
Play the Clippers. I've been to Sacramento a bunch. Man, it's kind of like the Green Bay of...
Really?
I've
never been.
Maybe
so I
Utah.
Don't know.
Maybe Utah. Maybe Salt Lake. I think there's more to do in Salt Lake City, but Sacramento just kind of seems like a place that.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to play the games, you want to kind of, you know, you live in California, but Sacramento ain't that city that it ain't always cracked up to
it
be.
It is weird.
It is very weird.
Jamal Murray likely to finalize an extension with the Nuggets after the Olympics. And the Nuggets are one of these teams that's seen their championship team like slowly just get picked apart.
Yeah.
I mean, now Kentavious Caldwell-Pope's the latest to leave. You had Brown leave last year. Now you've got like Christian Braun, who's one of your better role players. He's had to elevate himself. You still have Gordon, Murray, and the Joker, but that's a team I think that should really be going for it right now. You still think you got a chance to win a championship. They're watching Oklahoma City and Dallas, some of these other teams around them, really start to build up and look better, at least on paper right now. And then, have you heard of Cooper Flagg, who is 17 years old?
Yeah, he's a commit to Duke, I believe.
Yeah, he's going to Duke.
Yeah.
And yesterday he was scrimmaging with the national team.
They're raving about the kid.
Apparently dominated.
Yeah.
I mean, my gosh. The Orlando Magic coach, Jamal Mosley, formerly, of course, with the Mavericks staff here, said he's a special young man.
Yeah.
His talent level, his basketball IQ, his level of toughness, not afraid of those moments, protects the rim, makes the right play, makes the right reads. He does all of that. So 6'8". With an outside touch, he's got the ability to put it on the floor, attack the rim as well. He's been one of the highest regarded high school players since, I think, his freshman year. But he's a dude next year at Duke as a freshman. This is going to be one of those where he seems to be the foregone conclusion to be the number one overall pick in the 2025 draft. So now you'll have these teams that, you know, they tank for Tua. Yeah, they're going to go ahead and be trying to get that number one overall pick in the NBA draft to get Cooper Flagg. This kid
the
seems
flag.
Like the real bleeping deal.
They right showed just some clips of him in the practice and his ability, the skill he had around the basket, the touch. I mean, they were trying that. Legitimately, they were trying to – usually, like, you think a guy like that, you're like Mr. Tryhard guy, they're going to beat you up a little bit. They tried to knock him around some, and He held his own.
Speaking of LeBron, best player out there.
Yeah.
He was going toe-to-toe with Bron. And Tovach with a great point. He's going to be here in SMU this fall.
Yeah.
His Duke and SMU will
play. The great thing about the SMU being in the ACC. You're going to see some quality basketball.
Damn right. Man, 9-4-0. What if the Spurs got the number one pick and you had Flagg and Wemby together? Oh, that's scary.
I wouldn't put it past them. The way Pop's got that type of look.
Man, that would be tough. All right, let's go ahead. There's Around the Rim. Let's go ahead and welcome in tonight's edition of the Get Right. I think it's the three-time Hall of Famer, Chris Arnold and Blake Elliott. That's next. We'll crosstalk with those fellas on the Fan. Thank you very much, Lucius. Time now to crosstalk with the Get Right. Well, quickie tonight, boys, huh? We got Chris Arnold, three-time Hall of Famer, Blake Elliott.
Yep.
What's going on, fellas?
Feeling good. Got the OG with me today. We saw each other earlier this morning. A little bit of deja vu. Yeah. We're back in the studio.
Yeah, press conference. So we're going to break down a press conference a little bit.
I have a bone to pick with young Blake.
Uh-oh. Okay,
go ahead.
Oh, young Blake. Here we go.
You going to peel back the curtain?
Go ahead.
Young Blake hung us out yesterday on our show.
Oh, yeah? What happened?
Well, Dawson. Dawson never met Fred.
Oh.
That crosstalk?
The new Fred Davis.
Yeah. Blake knew what was going on.
Oh, so in other words, Gavin didn't know who was going to be on with Blake.
Right.
Or the configuration.
And so he goes, and we've got we got to get right. And then Fred's voice hit. You should have seen the look on Dawson's face, like, who the F is this? Kind of like looking around.
That is crazy. Wait a minute, because you guys weren't in studio. You were in Moxie's.
No, we were at Moxie's.
So he couldn't see who the configuration was going to be.
You know, but Blake could have jumped in and helped. And he didn't. He laid out.
and let Gavin talk to Fred and not knowing who the hell Fred was.
Fred did a great job. By the way, Fred on the weekend, I've enjoyed awesome. Fred and Blake and
the
everybody.
The fun part is Gavin and Fred went back together for about 3 minutes before either of them said their name, didn't know who they were talking to.
Oh, my God. So he didn't even know Fred's name.
He didn't even know Fred's
name. So he was laying out too. Brian, I was trying to figure,
We both had a brain fart.
We were like both.
Because we've driven around and been listening on the weekend. So like we have not met Fred yet. And I'm like, damn it, I'm trying to remember. And then Ruben goes, Fred. And I was like, Fred Davis. That's it. So I wrote on my phone and showed it to Gavin. It's Fred Davis.
Made conversation and we are Fred Davis. Yes, Fred Davis.
So how'd they get along?
Oh, it was fine.
After that, I thought it went smashing.
It was just that.
I love that.
And then Fred, you know,
total pulling the curtain back.
And Fred, no, I've never
Blake's
worked
over
with Fred.
Here going mute.
That was great. Gavin goes, Blake, are you there?
and then Fred gave like a 4-minute answer. We were up against
Fred
it.
Fred goes straight into teasing the show, too. Did you notice that?
Yeah, he went right into that. And it was funny because we were all sitting there, but you should have seen Dawson's face. And then we had no idea that he was hosting.
Right.
We had no idea.
And we couldn't see you guys.
So he's waiting to hear Reg's voice.
Or Blake or yours.
Or me.
Yeah.
That's too funny.
Yeah. Man.
I had a good giggle.
You're a jerk.
Actually, it's pretty damn funny.
I had a good giggle because I knew it was going to happen.
So did you just sit back?
I literally sat back.
What was Fred doing on this side? How was he? He was very professional. I'm talking about behind the scenes. What was he doing when he just talking to Gavin? Was he looking at Blake like, chime in?
No. He was going. Because I don't think he knew that they didn't know.
He was thinking that Dawson knew.
Yeah.
And so he immediately went into like a 5-minute answer.
Yeah.
And like and now that put us in scramble mode over there.
Oh, boy.
And we were all in a line. And it was like looking at each other like panic mode.
Like, who,
like Dawson's
who,
eyes got really big. Like, who's this?
Who the F is that guy? But I was listening to you guys driving home. And he was talking about like what you're gonna wear today to the presser.
Yeah.
Did you suit up? Or?
I did not suit it up.
Did you go shorts?
Chris, I did not go shorts. Chris saw me. I had on some, what are those called? Not slacks, but what's that material? Corduroy. I had on some corduroy.
Oh, sexy.
He dressed up a little bit.
And I had on a black polo.
Bro,
I feel like I met the temperature of the room.
Correct me if I'm wrong. It's 100 degrees out there, right?
And that's what I said. And Fred was like, you can't wear shorts.
Well, you didn't have to wear corduroy.
But I think
corduroy looks good.
It looks smooth, and I was you're not outside for that long. What, 10 seconds from the parking lot?
You got some,
I wanted to wear shorts. Don't get me
you
wrong.
Got some fame during during the championship series because you were a question asker.
Yep. I try my best.
Yes, and
Blake
so Elliott, at the
105.3 The Fan, Kyrie, have a question for you, and he like makes eye contact and nods.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
oh yeah,
I know you, bro.
Oh yeah,
you okay. Build that
Blake's
rapport.
Been doing this a couple of years.
But has anybody like as you went along in the series, did any of the national guys come up to you and say anything like, "Bro, good questions"? And stuff
a couple nods here and there, and kind of just in conversation. I think the biggest thing was I would be talking to someone that I kind of look up to, whether it be a big host or reporter, and then I would introduce myself.
And they knew who you were.
I already know who you are. Like I heard you on the radio, or I heard your question last game. Mm-hmm. So that was cool. Not necessarily anybody coming out of the woodworks, but just in conversation.
Awesome.
Like, oh, yeah, we know who you are. So
that was cool. You had some really great questions. But the fact that, like, when we were watching the press conference, those guys were acknowledging who you were. And I'm like, man, young Blake,
get
it done.
It was great trying to get that with the new guys with Clay. Met Clay Thompson today. Real cool guy. Huge hand. Huge hand, I will say.
Did he try and crush you?
I mean, grab my wrist. On the handshake. Najee Marshall, cool. Najee Marshall looks like he's ready to get on the court now.
Yeah.
Okay. Why? CA, what they do? They didn't Najee dirty with the jersey though.
No. What
it
do you mean?
It looked like that jersey when maybe it was just
the angle. He was stretching it.
He pulled that thing.
It looked like he got the baby gap jersey.
Kids youth.
No. What's so wild is I forget who asked the question. How did you pick these numbers? Maybe it wasn't
me. Someone. I think it was
Brad Townsend.
I think it was Coop.
Yeah, Coop. Yeah, how did you come up with these?
That'd be Coop.
And then,
you know,
of course, Clay mentioned that not only Jet Terry wore number 31, but he said Reggie Miller.
Yeah.
And he said growing up, that's the guy he wanted to be like, the catch and shoot. And so he's going to bring some Reggie Miller. But also, you get to Najee, and he's wearing number 13. He said, I've always wore this number. I'm thinking, Steve Nash wore that number, too.
Yeah.
That was another former Maverick. Yeah. And then they also mentioned that Nick Van Exel wore number 31, too, for the Dallas Mavericks. And Clay's like, oh, wow. I forgot Nick played for the Mavericks.
Yeah.
And then we get to QDOT, and Quentin Grimes, he's wearing number 5. He was talking about why number 5 meant a lot to him, not knowing that Jason Kidd wore that number too. So it was all really cool the way they broke it all down. Ironically, our second segment, because we're going to be here for a power hour before we get into the pregame show for the Rangers. Second segment is actually helped me think about it because Blake and different people in the press conference, you're talking about what Blake was wearing?
Yeah.
I was wearing white because it's hot.
So
So like, John was wearing a white short sleeve shirt, white pants, and white shoes.
He's wearing all white everything. I walk up to him, I go,
because the white party.
I'm about to say, you're on the white party after this, Michael Rubin?
So guess what? The second segment is, how many athletes were at that white party on 4th of July? And we know quite a few of them. Yeah. Some of them actually work here.
I think I learned they invite 400 guests and 350 show up.
That's correct.
I learned that.
Apparently 600 bottles of tequila they went through. 600 for 350 people.
Did you hear that Dave Portnoy story?
They didn't invite him.
Yeah, because I guess he said like, well, he rejected. I want to bring three guests.
Yeah, you want to bring guests.
They're like, this isn't a party where you bring other people. Like, are you bleeping serious?
They're like Drake and Beyonce don't bring three guests.
Come on.
He said, you're dead to me.
So I got the guest list. I got details on the food. I got, you know, Lil Wayne.
Des Bryant was part of this thing.
That was last year.
Oh, last year was Des.
We got updated news.
I got the updated news. Right. And also that
we know Micah. I don't know if anyone else was there.
And there's other, like I said, we get into this about
Chris, how do you get an invite to this? You know the way to get in, right?
Somebody. You got to have some clout.
You got to have clout?
Yeah, you got to have some clout.
Is it Michael Rubin? Is that
Michael Rubin?
Yep.
Okay. And you know, the Fatheads, and he's got a team now, the Sixers.
Fanatics? He's Fanatics?
You didn't know that?
That's
where he first got the money.
Hey, your white pants, were they linen?
No, they weren't.
You wearing jeans, white jeans, like a girl? I'm just making sure, bro.
No, they were white pants.
Slacks. Okay, what is that?
I don't know. What is it made of?
It's like the four tops.
I'm not a fashion person.
Bell bottoms.
Apple bottom jeans.
Spinning around.
No. And I had a white cap on. So they were like, hey, did you go to the white party? I'm like, guess what? I think we have to do a segment on who actually went, whether they served, the fireworks out on the barge, out in the ocean, the Hamptons. And that's, by the way, where a famous athlete did his interviews with Kevin Durant. Back in the day, when he went to Golden State, he rented a mansion in the Hamptons, and that's where everybody
showed up
and said, can you be on our team? Can you be on our team? Yeah. The whole Golden State Warriors team, including Klay Thompson, showed up for that one.
Klay showed up in the boat. Dock outside.
Probably. That's him.
He said he's going to be in the boat.
He says he's going to be in the boat.
What kind of boat does he have?
He described it. I forgot what he said it was. Like, we have to go through
the tape. He did kind of go and describe it. He said he's excited to go to Cowboys games, get out on the lake out here.
Yeah. He said that this boat he's got is also saltwater, freshwater, so it can make it out.
So he can tear up Lake Louisville, party cove.
Thank you. Yeah. Tied up. The party cove. For real.
That's going to be awesome. Mm-hmm. Man, so overall, your main takeaways from the presser?
That these guys look excited to be here, and I think all these guys know their role. It didn't seem like anybody was confused up there, and it seemed like anybody's anxious. Like, Klay knows what time it is, Q-Dot know what time it is, and Najee Marshall definitely understood the assignment of what he's going to be asked to do.
And his nickname, of course, is the Knife, for those who don't know.
Not the Swiss, but the Knife, a straight knife.
I think a lot of people aren't familiar with this game that don't watch the NBA as closely, and I think quite quickly, like how Derrick Jones Jr. was, he's going to become a fan favorite, he's going to be playing defense, being a bodyguard.
Hustle guy.
For him. I don't know if people remember, but when Jimmy Butler got into that little strangling match and people were grabbing each other, that was Najee Marshall.
Yeah. Breaking it up. Well, we're going to talk about that. And also, I got to do this real quick. This All-Star Weekend is coming up at the end of this week. I have to give a grateful thank you to Chuck Morgan for calling me a couple of weeks ago and asked me if I could ask the Mavericks if they could borrow me for Ken Griffey Jr.'s Swingman's Classic. So I'm going to MC that game on Friday night.
There you go.
Come to that game. Just know it's all air conditioned, Globe Life Field. We're going to have the marching bands. We're going to have, it's going to be the Divine Nine. We're going to have the step shows. It's HBCU. It's gonna be like going to the Cotton Bowl to see Grambling and Prairie View, but it's indoors.
Or the Bayou Classic.
The Bayou Classic. Yeah. Same. You know, Brian.
Oh, I've been there.
It's awesome.
It's a place to be. Halftime, you just go get a hot dog. No, you watch the bands.
You watch the bands.
You watch the bands.
All that stuff.
That's exciting.
And Kurt Franklin is going to do the national anthem.
All right.
And Lucy, you're going to love this. Kurt Franklin, back in the day, and Kurt's my guy. He's from Arlington. He's got 20 Grammy Awards. Back in the day, he did the national anthem at the American Airlines Center. I think it was All-Star Weekend. And, you know, he's got the DP, are you with me, right? He got the choir with him.
Yeah.
And they're going, oh, say, can you see? He could go, oh, say, can you see?
Can you see?
Bronze early light.
I mean, that's what he does.
People say.
Yeah, people say. Are you with me?
I'm excited. Power Hour, Get Right. Woo! Coming up next, Blake and CA. Thank you to the General Gavin Dotson. Of course, Brian Broaddus, Eric Chiafalo, who's on assignment with the morning show. Lucius Alexander killing it as always. Shout out to Carter. I'm Zach Wolchuk. Until tomorrow at 2, hugs and hand pounds, everybody.
Funky dogs. Nasty dogs.
Thank you very much, Lucius. Time now to crosstalk with the Get Right. Well, quickie tonight, boys, huh? We got Chris Arnold, three-time Hall of Famer. Blake Elliott.
Yep.
What's going on, fellas?
Feeling good. Got the OG with me today. We saw each other earlier this morning. A little bit of deja vu. Yeah. We're back in the studio.
Yeah, press conference. So we're going to break down a press conference a little bit.
I have a bone to pick with young Blake.
Uh-oh. Right,
go ahead.
Oh, young Blake. Here we go.
You going to peel back the curtain?
Go ahead.
Young Blake hung us out yesterday on our show.
Oh, yeah? What happened?
Well, Dawson. Dawson never met Fred.
Oh.
That crosstalk?
The new Fred Davis.
Yeah. Blake knew what was going on.
Oh, so in other words, Gavin didn't know who was going to be on with Blake.
Right.
Or the configuration.
And so he goes, and we've got we got to get right. And then Fred's voice hit. You should have seen the look on Dawson's face, like, who the F is this? Kind of like looking around.
That is crazy. Wait a minute, because you guys weren't in studio. You were in Moxie's.
No, we were at Moxie's.
So he couldn't see who the configuration was going to be.
You know, but Blake could have jumped in and helped. And he didn't. He laid out.
and let Gavin talk to Fred and not knowing who the hell Fred was.
Fred did a great job. By the way, Fred on the weekend, I enjoyed Fred and Blake and everybody.
The fun part is Gavin and Fred went back together for about 3 minutes before either of them said their name, didn't know who they were talking to.
Oh, my God. So he didn't even know Fred's name.
He didn't even know Fred's name.
I mean, so you were laying out too. Brian, you were laying out. You knew.
I was trying to figure out. I was like going.
We both had a brain fart.
We were like both.
Because we've driven around and been listening on the weekend. So like we have not met Fred yet. And I'm like, damn it, I'm trying to remember. And then Ruben goes, Fred. And I was like, Fred Davis. That's it. So I wrote on my phone and showed it to Gavin. It's Fred Davis.
Made a conversation and we are Fred Davis. Yes, Fred Davis.
So how'd they get along?
Oh, it was fine.
After that, I thought it went smashing.
It was just that.
I love that.
And then Fred, you know.
Total pulling the curtain back.
And Fred, no, I never worked
Blake's over
Fred.
Here going mute.
That was great. Gavin goes, Blake, are you there?
and then Fred gave like a 4-minute answer. We were up against
Fred goes straight into teasing the show, too. Did you notice that?
Yeah, he went right into that. And it was funny because we were all sitting there, but you should have seen Dawson's face. And then we had no idea that he was hosting.
Right.
We had no idea.
And we couldn't see you guys.
So he's waiting to hear Reg's voice.
Or Blake or yours.
Or me.
Yeah.
That's too funny.
Yeah. Man.
I had a good giggle.
You're a jerk.
Actually, it's pretty damn funny.
I had a good giggle because I knew it was going to happen.
So did you just sit back?
I literally sat back.
What was Fred doing on this side? How was he? He was very professional. I'm talking about behind the scenes. What was he doing when he was just talking to Gavin? Was he looking at Blake like, chime in?
No, he was going. Because I don't think he knew that they didn't know.
He was thinking that Dawson knew.
Yeah.
And so he immediately went into like a 5-minute answer.
Yeah.
And like and now that put us in scramble mode over there.
Oh, boy.
And we were all in a line. And it was like looking at each other like panic mode.
Like, who,
like Dawson's
who,
eyes got really big. Like, who's this?
who the F is that guy? But I was listening to you guys driving home. And he was talking about like what you're gonna wear today to the presser.
Yeah.
Did you suit up? Or?
I did not suit it up.
Did you go shorts?
Chris, I did not go shorts. Chris saw me. I had on some, what are those called? Not slacks, but what's that material? Corduroy. I had on some corduroy.
Oh, sexy.
He dressed up a little bit.
And I had on a black polo.
Bro,
I feel like I met the temperature of the room.
Correct me if I'm wrong. It's 100 degrees out there, right?
And that's what I said. And Fred was like, "You can't wear shorts."
Well, you didn't have to wear corduroy.
But I think corduroy looks good.
It looks smooth, and I was you're not outside for that long, but 10 seconds from the parking lot.
I
wanted to wear shorts. Don't get me
wrong. You got some fame during fame during the championship series because you were a question asker.
Yep. I try my best.
Yes, and
Blake
so at
105.3 the fan, Kyrie, have a question for you, and he like makes eye contact and nods.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
oh yeah,
I know you, bro.
Oh yeah,
Blake's been doing this a couple of years.
But has anybody like as you went along in the series, did any of the national guys come up to you and say anything like, "Bro, good questions"? And stuff
a couple nods here and there, and kind of just in conversation. I think the biggest thing was I would be talking to someone that I kind of look up to, whether it be a big host or reporter, and then I would introduce myself.
And they knew who you were.
I already know who you are. Like, I heard you on the radio, or I heard your question last game. Mm-hmm. So that was cool. Not necessarily anybody coming out of the woodworks, but just in conversation.
Awesome.
Like, oh, yeah, we know who you are. So
that was cool. You had some really great questions. But the fact that, like, when we were watching the press conference, those guys were acknowledging who you were. And I'm like, man, young Blake,
get
it done.
It was great trying to get that with the new guys with Clay. Met Clay Thompson today. Real cool guy. Huge hand. Huge hand. I will
say that. He trying to crush you?
I mean, grab my wrist. On the handshake. Najee Marshall, cool. Najee Marshall looks like he's ready to get on the court now.
Yeah.
Okay, why? CA, what'd they do? They didn't Najee dirty with the jersey, though.
No, what do you mean?
It looked like that jersey. Maybe it was just the
angle. He was stretching it.
He pulled that thing.
It looked like he got the baby gap jersey.
Kids youth?
No. What's so wild is I forget who asked the question. How did you pick these numbers? Maybe it wasn't
me. Someone, I think it was
Brad Townsend?
I think it was Coop.
Yeah, Coop. Yeah, how did you come up with these?
That'd be Coop.
And then, Clay mentioned that not only Jet Terry wore number 31, but he said Reggie Miller. Yeah. And he said growing up, that's the guy he wanted to be like, the catch and shoot. And so he's going to bring some Reggie Miller. But also, you get to Najee, and he's wearing number 13. He said, I've always wore this number. I'm thinking, Steve Nash wore that number, too.
Yeah.
That was another former member. Yeah. And then they also mentioned that Nick Van Exel wore number 31, too, for the Dallas Mavericks. And Clay's like, oh, wow, I forgot Nick played for the Mavericks.
Yeah.
And then we get to QDOT, and Quentin Grimes, he's wearing number 5. He was talking about why number 5 meant a lot to him, not knowing that Jason Kidd wore that number too. So it was all really cool the way they broke it all down. Ironically, our second segment, because we're going to be here for a power hour before we get into the pregame show for the Rangers. Second segment is actually helped me think about it because Blake and different people in the press conference, you're talking about what Blake was wearing?
Yeah.
I was wearing white because it's hot. I was wearing a white short sleeve shirt, white pants, and white shoes.
He's wearing all white everything. I walk up to him, I go,
you're the white party.
I'm about to say, you're on the white party after this, Michael Rubin?
So guess what? The second segment is how many athletes were at that white party on 4th of July? Yeah. And we know quite a few of them. Yeah. Some of them actually work here.
I think I learned they invite 400 guests and 350 show up.
That's correct.
I learned that.
Apparently 600 bottles of tequila they went.
600
for 350 people.
Did you hear that Dave Portnoy story?
They didn't invite him.
Yeah, because I guess he said like, well,
he rejected.
I want to bring 3 guests.
Yeah, you want to bring guests.
They're like, this isn't a party where you bring other people. Like, are you bleeping serious?
They're like Drake and Beyonce don't bring 3 guests.
Yeah, come on.
He said, you're dead to me.
So I got the guest list. I got details on the food. I got, you know, Lil Wayne.
Dez Bryant was part of this thing, wasn't
he? That was last year.
Oh, last year was Dez.
We got the updated news.
I got the updated news. Right. And also that
we know Micah. I don't know if anyone else was there.
And there's other, like I said, we get into this about
Chris, how do you get an invite to this? You know the way to get in, right?
Somebody. You got to have some clout.
You got to have clout?
Yeah, you got to have some clout.
Is it Michael Rubin? Is that
Michael Rubin?
Yep.
Okay. And you know, the Fatheads, and he's got a team now, the Sixers.
Fanatics? He's Fanatics?
You didn't know that?
That's
where he first got the money.
Hey, your white pants, were they linen?
No, they weren't.
You wearing jeans, white jeans, like a girl? I'm just making sure, bro.
No, they were white pants.
Slacks. Okay, what is that?
I don't know. What is it made of?
It's like the four tops.
I'm not a fashion person.
Bell bottoms.
Apple bottom jeans.
Spinning around.
No. And I had a white cap on. So they were like, hey, did you go to the white party? I'm like, guess what? I think we have to do a segment on who actually went, what did they serve, the fireworks out on the barge, out in the ocean, the Hamptons. And that's, by the way, where a famous athlete did his interviews with Kevin Durant. Back in the day, when he went to Golden State, he rented a mansion in the Hamptons, and that's where everybody
showed up
and said, can you be on our team? Can you be on our team? Yeah. The whole Golden State Warriors team, including Klay Thompson, showed up for that one.
Klay showed up in the boat. Dock outside.
Probably. That's him.
He said about the boat.
He says he's going to bring the boat.
What kind of boat does he have?
He described it. I forgot what he said it was.
He did kind of go and describe it. He said he's excited to go to Cowboys games, get out on the lake out here. Yeah.
He said that this boat he's got is also saltwater, freshwater, so it can make it out.
So he can tear up Lake Louisville, party cove.
Thank you.
Yeah. Tied up. Party cove.
For real.
That's going to be awesome. Mm-hmm. Man, so overall, your main takeaways from the presser?
That these guys look excited to be here, and I think all these guys know their role. It didn't seem like anybody was confused up there, and it seemed like anybody's anxious. Like, Clay knows what time it is, QDOT know what time it is, and Najee Marshall definitely understood the assignment of what he's going to be asked to do.
And his nickname, of course, is the Knife, for those who don't know.
Not the Swiss, but the Knife, a straight knife.
I think a lot of people aren't familiar with this game that don't watch the NBA as closely, and I think quite quickly, like how Derrick Jones Jr. was, he's going to become a fan favorite, he's going to be playing defense, being a bodyguard.
Hustle guy.
For him. I don't know if people remember, but when Jimmy Butler got into that little strangling match and people were grabbing each other, that was Najee Marshall.
Yeah. Breaking it up.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to talk about that, and also I got to do this real quick. This All-Star Weekend is coming up at the end of this week. Mm-hmm. I have to give a grateful thank you to Chuck Morgan.
Yeah.
for a couple, called me a couple of weeks ago and asked me if I could ask the Mavericks if they could borrow me for Ken Griffey Jr.'s Swingman's Classic. So I'm going to MC that game on Friday night.
There you go.
Come to that game. Just know it's all air conditioned, Globe Life Field. We're going to have the marching bands. We're going to have, it's going to be
what?
The Divine Nine. We're going to have the step shows. It's HBCU. It's
going
to be like going to the Cotton Bowl to see Grambling and Prairie View, but it's indoors.
Or the Bayou Classic.
The Bayou Classic. Yeah. Same day. You know, Brian knows
I've been
time.
There.
It's awesome.
I did. Halftime, you used to go get a hot dog? No. You watch the bands.
You watch the bands.
You watch the bands.
All that stuff.
That's exciting. Yeah.
And Kurt Franklin is going to do the national anthem.
All right.
And Lucy, you're going to love this. Kurt Franklin, back in the day, and Kurt's my guy. He's from Arlington. He's got 20 Grammy Awards. Back in the day, he did the national anthem at the American Airlines Center. I think it was All-Star Weekend. And, you know, he's got the DP, are you with me, right? He got the choir with him.
Yeah.
And they're going, oh, say, can you see? He could go, oh, say, can you see?
Okay, you can.
Bronze early light.
I mean, that's what he does.
All my people say.
Yeah, people say. Are you with me?
I'm excited. Power Hour, Get Right. Woo! Coming up next, Blake and CA. Thank you to the General Gavin Dotson. Of course, Brian Broaddus, Eric Chiafalo, who's on assignment with the morning show. Lucius Alexander killing it as always. Shout out to Carter. I'm Zach Wolchuk. Until tomorrow at 2, hugs and hand pounds, everybody.
Funky dogs. Nasty dogs.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.